Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 for Jack Miller in for Kyle Quinn on this Football Friday. All right, we're going to get to Scott Fransky coming up at noon on a Fransky Friday. Hugh, this is our final Fransky Friday of the regular season.
Yeah, then we get in the playoffs, baby.
Next Friday's Fransky Friday. Can you imagine what that's going to be like as we get set for wherever it's going to be against the Phillies on October 4th? And by the way, that Fransky Friday next week, it's going to be live at Stateside Live. So next Friday, October, what would that be? October 3rd is next Friday?
Yes.
WIP's second annual October, Red October Rally. We're live 10 a.m. starting with our show through 6 p.m. at Stateside Live. That's the new name for what you know and knew as Xfinity Live at the South Philly Sports Complex. Special Phillies guests throughout the day as we get ready for Game 1 of the NLDS. Don't miss it. Next Friday at Stateside Live for the Red October Rally. I can't wait for next weekend. We were going over before the show. He was just like, this week, obviously, big game against Tampa. But it's like almost a calm before the storm. We got the Tampa game, and then we'll kind of watch the beginning of the baseball playoffs to see who we're going to play. And then next Saturday, Game 1, Phillies against, I don't know, Dodgers or Mets or Reds. Then Sunday is the Eagles and the Broncos.
It's a lot going on.
Monday, man. Game 2 of the Phillies and whoever they're going to play. Then Tuesday off. Wednesday, Game 3. Thursday, Game 4 of the NLDS, unless it's a sweep. But Game 4 of the NLDS coinciding with the Eagles and the Giants. Because we got a Thursday night game 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
And then if it goes to 5, which I'm not sure my blood pressure could handle, Game 5 would be Saturday, October 11th. At Citizens Bank Park. Are you ready for this?
I've been born ready for this.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I need you. We got to lock in here. This is a big couple weeks.
We are in the throes of a great time in Philly sports right now.
Well, we are. That is true.
In the throes.
Yes, and hopefully it continues through a long October for the Phillies. Dave Dombrowski, he's the leader of that Phillies team. He's the one that put it together. He was on yesterday with the afternoon show. Fun interview. Let's hear a couple things from Dave Dombrowski yesterday. First, let's hear about Kyle Schwarber and asking him, hey, every time this guy hits a home run, you know, that cash register goes off. Here is Dombrowski on Kyle Schwarber.
Every time Kyle Schwarber hits a home run, do you hear a little cash register thing go off in the background?
Well, yeah, I did tell his agent, too. I've known Casey close. We had a conversation on actually Walker Buehler, because he represents him. It was about a month ago now at this point. And I said, okay, I give, okay, you've got it. That's it. That's enough.
Point proven.
You got it. Yeah, you got it. That's it. So, but we'll see what happens. And as you know, we'd love to have Kyle here. We'll see what happens. So we'd love to be part of the organization for years to come.
Here, there was some humor in there, but I thought there was some real, real stuff.
Oh, no,
like,
he was serious.
Point proven.
He was dead ass.
He gets it. Schwarber has put up an incredible walk year, and this is going to be expensive.
Yeah. I mean, there's no question about it. Every time you see this man hit a home run, he got 56 now, right?
Yep.
The money is added on because not only have you decided to wait to this moment to try to resign him, he's going into free agency.
Of course.
And like to say, the price of the brick is going up every time because his bat is going to be coveted by a lot of teams, that want that power bat in their lineup. So, yeah, he's the price, whatever price you thought you were going to be able to get him for, you probably need to tack a little bit more on to that.
Yeah, sometimes teams can save money by letting the player go through his walk year.
Yeah, this don't feel like a save money situation.
This went the opposite way. Now, it's worked out to a great season for Castro, but it's worked out the opposite way. All right, Dave Dombrowski also talking about Nick Castellanos. So last Friday night in Arizona, Castellanos has his 250th career home run, and he has the pinch hit, and you think all things are good, but then very awkward. I mean, the post game, both with Scott and I think it was Ruben Amaro was doing the TV game last Friday, and then the radio, and then afterwards with the reporters in the club. It's just awkward. The whole Castellanos thing feels incredibly awkward. He's actually produced more recently, and he's maybe becoming more acclimated to being a pinch hitter. So performance-wise, it's fine, but it's awkward. Here is Dombrowski on Castellanos and those comments we talked about earlier in the week.
I usually keep these things in the clubhouse. My thing have always been, I've been with clubs for years and years, and you have all type of issues that take place all the time. And it's sometimes players feel one way and somebody else feels another. It's one of those where they express it, they feel it. I've really always kind of kept it. Yeah, I wish you'd kind of keep that to ourselves. But if you feel that way, and you then go talk to the manager and just go ahead and discuss it. But I think Rob Thompson does a good job at communicating. He's been a good manager in that regard. Sometimes, in a case like Nick's, and he's not the only guy, that when you don't hear what you want to hear necessarily, which is to play every day, and I always respect the ability of a player, the desire to play every day. It's what you want them to do. It's tough to express that to them, that something else is going to be different. So, again, I do wish it was just stayed in the clubhouse, but when it's out, you just have to deal with it.
Here, what'd you make of that? I mean, he's Castellanos and Dombrowski go way back. I mean, he drafted him in Detroit. He signed him here. I mean, if there's one huge Castellanos fan in the city, it's Dave Dombrowski. He's been his guy for a long time, but seemed like he wishes that whole thing last weekend was never expressed to the media.
Yeah, because it in a way divides the locker room.
Yeah.
It puts a little wedge in between everything, and you don't want that, especially when you talk about where this team has been in the past and where it's trying to go, to have somebody out there that, I don't want to say they're being divisive, but you could clearly tell that he's feeling some type of way. You just don't need that type of energy right now.
You don't, and doesn't it feel like everyone's rowing in the same direction?
Yes.
And I'm not saying performance-wise he's not. Like, he helped them. He got a pinch hit the other night. He had a home run two Fridays ago. Like, I think he's been better in the last 3 weeks in his role. This doesn't feel like, from a vibe standpoint, he's moving in the same direction as everyone else. And Dombrowski addressed that yesterday. I need to address one more thing, then back to your phone calls on the Eagles. 215-592-9494 on the Eagles and Bucks game on Sunday. Hugh, I have to ask you about this Trey Turner thing, because I can't believe what I read this morning. And I don't know what's going to happen this weekend. So Trey Turner is like almost back, right? He had the hamstring injury. He's been ramping up. I think on Monday or Tuesday, they said 70-75%, and they said he's going to be back for that first playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not worried about it. He's going to play in the first playoff game. The question is, does he get activated this weekend, right, to get some at-bats under his belt before the playoffs? So, I don't know if you knew this. I don't even know how many people realize this. He is in position to win the batting title. He's currently leading the National League in hitting. He's hitting .305. Nico Hoerner from the Cubs is the closest competition. I think he's right around .300. So, if Nico Hoerner has a big weekend, Nico Hoerner could steal it from him, right?
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. So there is a question, and Matt Gelb in The Athletic wrote this morning, of whether or not they're going to activate Trey Turner this weekend. And Trey said he is not worried about timing, but this is the part that caught my attention, all right? Quote, this is from the article, Turner is probably going to win the National League batting title. He might only be the only qualified hitter to bat .300. No Phillies hitter has won the batting title since Richie Ashburn in 1958. Ready for this? Here's the quote from the article. Turner has been following it only because his family members have been texting him daily updates. If Turner needs to play Sunday to secure the batting title, it will be a consideration.
Isn't he still resting up from the injury?
Yes. Nah,
that's a lot. That feels a little selfish.
It's too much for me.
Yes, it feels a little selfish.
I just, look, if the article said, if Trey says, hey, I need to get back to get some at-bats under my belt, right? I need my timing. I'm totally okay with that. Whatever he needs to feel he needs to do to get ready for the first postseason game, I totally get all that. Hugh, I know we talked yesterday about the Schwarber thing, but this is different. Right? Schwarber's a DH. Schwarber doesn't play the field. And this is we know this is a player recovering from an injury. Obviously, Kyle Schwarber is not injured. He's healthy. That's different to me. I can't even fathom the idea of the Phillies activating Trey Turner for the final game of the season just to win the batting title. Hugh, I just think it'd be crazy. It just would. It to me, it would be. You said the word selfish. It would be short-sighted. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, that selfish is the word that comes to mind, because it's like, you know, when you talk about your availability for the playoffs.
Right.
The batting title.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Is an individual accolade. And I know Trey already has a World Series win. I know he has one. But this ain't about you. You know, and that doesn't feel like teammate energy to me.
It doesn't. I hope it doesn't get there. Look, if he's fully healthy and they want to activate him tonight and he plays the full weekend because they want to get him at bats, that's a different story. But the idea of like, hey, we're not going to play tonight or tomorrow, but Sunday, final regular season game, roll on out there and try to get three hits. That doesn't fly to me. And I just keep thinking of a scenario in my head where, you know, Trey gets a lot of infield hits where he has to bust it out of the box and really run hard. I don't feel comfortable with him doing that in his first game off the injured list in a meaningless game on Sunday. So we'll keep an eye on that one. We'll ask Scott coming up at noon if he thinks Trey Turner is going to play this weekend, if he should play this weekend. The only way I'd be okay with it, if it's a matter of timing and he wants to get his rhythm back, that's a different story. But to play to try to win a batting title, it would just be crazy to me. 215-592-9494. Your reaction on all the Philly stuff, what Dombrowski said yesterday about Castellanos and about Kyle Schwarber, and should Trey Turner play this weekend for the batting title? It's one of the easiest no's for me I've ever heard. Like, should he play for the batting title? No. He's coming off a hamstring injury. He goes out there, like, Hugh, I just keep coming back to the idea. Imagine if he hits a ground ball, like an infield kind of hit, and he busts it out of the box to try to get the hit. I mean, he could re-injure his hamstring on a meaningless play.
Exactly. And that's the thing that you worry about. I mean, because we're trying to, especially when you talk about what we've been through the last couple of years when it comes to the playoffs.
Yes.
And this year feels different. And you know, I'm pretty sure Trey has his reasons for doing whatever or feeling the way that he feels, you know, family members or whatever. But, man, that's a lot. That's a lot when you talk about all the other guys. You know what it's like to win a World Series.
Yes.
A lot of cats on there that don't. And you're a big part, you're an integral part of what we need to win the World Series. And for you to do that is
It just doesn't make any sense. It just wouldn't make any sense. Again, if he was going to play the whole weekend, and we'll see. Maybe they activate him tonight and they say he's good, 100%. All right, then if you're going to play the full weekend to get your timing back, that's different. But to just play Sunday, that is a step too far. But let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. On all this and the Bucks and the Eagles, I got a plant-based Hugh Douglas over here on this Football Friday. What's the word you use to start the show?
Trepidation.
You got trepidation. What worries you the most? Is it Baker that worries you the most and their offense, or is it Todd Bowles?
No, it's the history that Jalen has with Todd Bowles.
Yeah.
That a little bit of that, even though Jalen, you know, he overcame a lot of adversity last week. You know, to go down there, it's just another test. Now, I say all that to say that I don't think that Jalen's gonna falter, but I think that, you know, there is something to, you know, a team that has your number. You just gotta go down there and exercise your demons. That's where the trepidation comes.
Do you think it's in their head?
Like, I don't.
Like when you played, like if there was a team that you guys struggled with, I'm sure there was one or two that you guys kind of, they had your number a little bit. Does it start to get into your head? I mean, they were getting asked this week about it.
Well, I think the biggest thing that got in our heads when we were playing when the NFC Championship game, didn't care who it was.
But
it was
you had their number at that point, well, right? Before the game started.
Well, the NFC Championship game and the fact that we went to three.
Oh, just the idea of the title game.
Yeah, the title game and not getting over the hump. Now, there was a little bit of angst when it came to that. So it was one of those things where I feel like this team feels that they're a team of destiny, especially after the game that you just had. But as a fan, you look at that and you look at the history and you say to yourself, well, you know, Ty Bowles does feel like he has Jalen number, but Jalen has looked like he's taken a few steps or a big leap since the last time they played. And AJ's healthy. That's what you look at.
Yes, and AJ's coming off the first game he's had all year where there was something, there was real production. I mean, over 100 yards last week. And the one time the Eagles have beaten the Bucs in the last 5 years, it's when AJ went off 9 for 131 down in Tampa a few years ago. Let's go back to the phones. Cowboy Jim is up on a Football Friday. Cowboy Jim?
Why don't you listen to Hugh Douglas? He's been right every single game. He's had trepidation every single time about every game. First of all, you guys don't.
They're 3-0, Jim. So what does that say?
Right, but you win because of turnovers. That's the only reason you win. That's why he has trepidation about that. And you should have had me lead off the show rather than those two idiots. You know, you got.
I can't lead off a Football Friday with Cowboy Jim. I mean, that guarantees a loss.
You got the Hobbit from Middletown, and then you got Padre Aaron. Hey, Padre Aaron. No matter what jersey you wear when the Phillies play the Padres, just put a bag over your head and a sock in your mouth, okay?
Boy, I wish I could defend Aaron today, but he had a tough moment, Hugh. I mean, the guy just he lost his point. It was bad.
Hey, Todd Bowles, if you're listening, Todd Bowles, bring out the big men. Desmond Watson, bring him out. The 460-pound defensive guy, bring him out to stop the tush-push.
They're not even activating him this week, Jim.
Oh, come on, bring him up.
He's playing Jordan Davis on the practice squad.
Instead of the tush-push, let's call it the sick play, the stupid, illegal, cheating play. Goodbye, losers.
All right, that's enough, Jim. That's enough for Cowboy Jim. This is your fault.
What do you mean? Living his truth?
Well, no, I mean, you almost give credence to people like Cowboy Jim to call in on a Football Friday.
I feel it's like a bad omen. We are all inclusive.
No, well, we accept everybody.
We accept everybody, even though...
Maybe we shouldn't be.
I mean, no, we can't be that way.
No, I mean, but the Cowboy fans.
I mean, they're confused. We got to get them on the
right path. Yeah, well, that's because he gives you bourbon. I mean,
he got mad at us a few weeks ago, right?
He said he was done with us.
Yeah, he back.
That's my favorite part. I'm done with you guys. Week later, back on the show.
He back.
Speaking of fooling with, Marple Mack in Malvern is up on WIP.
Well, I got to break my script, guys, and thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I got to give a remark to Cowboy Joe, or whatever his name is.
Jim, please don't call him Joe.
Cowboy Jim, listen, dude. If the Dallas Cowboys were using that to perfection, you'd have no problem with it, would you?
He'd have none. Okay. Yes.
I just put... Okay, onward. Like I told the screener, and I'm going to be praying for for Kyle. I had pneumonia once, so anything like that could get to something else. I think you guys did the right thing, telling him to get home and rest. So
I think so too, Marple Mack. It was management looked at Kyle this morning and said, "Get home, go take a rest."
Yeah. So like I told the new screener that had filled in. I think I was kind of wondering if you was just trying to, you know, agitate us by saying that. But as a player, I guess I can respect it when some team has your number. And it occurred to me something. I found an old Football Digest forward by Pete Rozelle. It's when the Packers won the first one. They only played 14 games. And their two losses were to the lowly Minnesota Vikings. Mm. That was their only two losses when they were 12-2. So I guess... As a player, you're allowed to have intrepidation, but your partner there was saying that was a different Eagles team, and now we're healthy, we've learned something, and also did you notice something in common between the two games?
What was it?
They had a blocked field goal, Tampa did, and the Eagles are good at doing that. Nobody mentioned that. That's the X factor right there.
That's an interesting point, Marple Mack. The Bucks did have. That's when Aaron Glenn, your guy Aaron Glenn, he was doing his little dance. Because the Jets blocked the field goal.
And then the last time they got, and then the during the regular season, what did they have? Was it Dijon that blocked an extra point or ran it back for a point? Remember that extra point attempt?
We're talking about Cooper.
Yeah, Cooper DeJean, he blocked it or something. One of the players blocked it and ran it back for a point, and it was in Tampa Bay last year. I remember it because I was in Puerto Rico watching the highlights.
Okay, yeah. You know, You know, that game was so bad, Marple Mack. I guess I forgot some of the details. We blocked a kick last year in Tampa Bay. We didn't score many. Yeah, we'll look it up. All right, Marple Mack, we preached the phone call. You remember that, Hugh?
Nah.
We blocked a kick against, or we had one blocked. The Browns game here last year, there was a blocked field goal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
What was that? That was with Miles.
Miles Garrett before halftime. Yeah. I don't remember the blocked kick. I mean, Marple Mack sounds pretty solid, like he remembers this. I mean, maybe we did we block a kick down there? We got to look that up.
I don't recall.
Up.
I got to look it up. Let me pull up the schedule and see. Look at the...
I remember watching the game in Tampa last year and saying, my God, they might stink. I mean, I felt that in week four last year. That game was atrocious. It wasn't even...
Yeah, 33-16.
It didn't even feel that close. It was bad. They really owned that football game. Perhaps I missed. They blocked field goal in Tampa. Did they do it?
I don't think so.
Okay. So we made that one up?
I'm looking.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I guess if we had the, I'm looking at the play-by-play.
Mm-hmm. So none of us remember it, but Marple Mack does?
He might be hallucinating.
It could be an hallucination.
Field goal, touchdown, field goal.
Blocked extra point, maybe? Is that how they got to 33? It's kind of a weird number.
It just says punt, field goal, touchdown, end of half. Field goal. No, I don't see no.
No, okay.
It doesn't say anything about block.
Yeah, okay. Until further,
this is just a quick break.
Yeah. Until further notice, we're gonna question Marple Mack's memory on that one down in Puerto Rico.
But what he's looking at is every drive, so it's definitely didn't happen. So.
If none of us remember it and it's not in the play-by-play, I'm gonna say it probably didn't happen the way. Whatever. Let's get another one this weekend. How about that? Jordan Davis, go block another one. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot to do coming up, including Jordan Davis saying something the Eagles are doing to prepare for the heat. We know the Eagles are going down to Tampa today, a day early, trying to get themselves acclimated. We gotta ask Hugh if he thinks this idea by the Eagles D lineman is gonna work for them this weekend. We'll hit that. Your phone calls. Are you concerned about the history against the Bucs? I'm not. The Eagles are 1-4 against them since Sirianni got here. I recognize that. A.J. Brown hasn't played in any of the four games. He was hurt for two of them. He wasn't on the team for two of them. Tom Brady was the quarterback for two of them. I don't care about the history. The Eagles are better than the Bucs. They're going down there to win the football game. And do you expect the Eagles to come out throwing on Sunday against Tampa Bay and be aggressive? Hugh does. I'm not feeling it until I see it. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. Scott Fransky will join us coming up at 12. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.